Do you have any homework this weekend?
A little.
Why don't you get started on it tonight?
But it's only Friday.
I know, but if you do it tonight, then you won't have to worry about it.
I'm not worried.
They carry on eating. Charlie walks in.
Hey, what are you guys up to tonight?
Jake's gonna do his homework.
Why?
Alan eyes him.
It's only Friday.
Hey, let me tell you something about your Uncle Charlie. He was a lousy student. He always put off doing his homework until the last minute, and his grades reflected it.
Seems like he's doing okay now.
Ha-ha.
Go get your books.
I left my books at Mom's.
Fine, I'll call her and have her bring them over.
Okay, they're in my bag.
Ha-ha, go get them.
Jake goes.
Okay, well, don't wait up.
Pretty competent, huh?
Yeah. Thus, the don't wait up.
Didn't you just meet this girl a couple of days ago?
Yep. So, tonight's the night. You know, the three-day rule.
That's the three-date rule.
Three dates? That's crazy talk.
All right, well, if you bring her back here, please be discreet.
Don't worry. First night's always at her place.
Is that another rule?
No, it's just a common courtesy. A woman's much more relaxed and comfortable in her own surroundings. Plus, the minute she falls asleep, I can hit the bricks.
That's lovely. It's a shame you don't work for Hallmark.
Yeah, I'll bet those guys get laid like crazy. Good night, buddy.
Night. What happened to my chicken nuggets?
What are you talking about what happened? You ate them. Now stop procrastinating and do your homework.
What does procrastinating mean?
It means putting off stuff that you have to do.
Oh. Can you use it in a sentence?
I just did.
Jake opens his textbook.
Did I tell you a bug flew in my ear today?
Jake stares up at his father. Charlie's in bed with a blonde.
Charlie. You asleep?
What? No. No, you?
Listen, I have to get up early tomorrow, so...
You want me to leave?
Do you mind?
No, I'm cool either way. Stay or go.
She smiles.
So I'm going?
She kisses him on the cheek.
Thanks, you're a doll.
Charlie pulls back the sheets and gets out of bed.
You know, I actually prefer waking up in my own bed. Personal little quirk. You don't mind, right?
Not at all.
Good. So, this worked out well for all concerned, huh?
It was fantastic. We'll have to do it again sometime.
Absolutely. But not tonight.
No.
Okay, well, I'll call you.
It's probably easier if I call you.
Sure, either way, I call you, you call me.
I'll call you.
He's bemused.
Good. So I guess I'll just let myself out?
Okay.
Charlie looks a little put out. He pulls on his trousers. Charlie looks over at the pretty blonde, who has rolled over to go back to sleep.
Sherry, you asleep? Finally.
He creeps out. Charlie, Alan, and Jake, dressed in tuxedos, sing into an old-fashioned microphone. Two and a Half Men, created by Chuck Law and Lee Aronson. Alan is dishing out Jake's dinner.
How's school this week?
Okay.
Any homework for the weekend?
Nope.
Alan eyes him.
Really?
Okay, yes.
Jake, do we have to go through this every Friday?
I'd rather we didn't.
Jake continues to eat his curly fries. Charlie walks in.
Curly fries. You know, when I was your age, we didn't even have curly fries. We had to make do with straight or crinkle cut.
What?
I'm just trying to distract you while I steal your fries.
Hey!
Jake, don't be selfish. Let him have one. So, no date tonight?
Nah, I thought I'd just hang with you guys.
What about that girl you're seeing?
Sherry? I'm playing that slow.
He pinches more fries.
Really? Do you mean at a leisurely pace, or as if you were developmentally challenged?
Oh, aren't you clever? Bite me.
Alan raises his brow.
You see, Alan, most beautiful women are used to guys chasing after them all the time. They expect it. Squeeze a little more ketchup on it, would you, buddy? However, if if you hang back and stay cool, the women come to you. Well, not to you specifically, but you get the theory.
Yeah, I'm not stupid. Just physically repellent and inherently unlovable.
Don't get snippy with me. I'm trying to teach you something here.
Hey, I agree to one.
Jake, if you're finished with your dinner, why don't you get started on that homework?
I'm still hungry. He ate all my fries.
You can have some ice cream when you're done with your homework.
Isn't that procrastinating?
Alan gawps at his innocent-looking son.
Go.
Jake goes.
Man, that kid guards his plate like a one-armed inmate, doesn't he?
Charlie answers the phone.
Hello? Oh, hey, Sherry. How's it going? Tonight? No, oh, I'm sorry, I can't. I've already got plans. How about tomorrow night? Oh, you've got plans. Okay, well, Sunday? Monday? What about Tuesday? You know what? I'm looking at the wrong month in my date book. Tonight works.
Alan makes a silly me gesture.
How about I pick you up at 8? Okay, I'll meet you at 7.
Alan grins.
How about Antonio's? The Oak Room it is. See you soon.
Charlie hangs up and turns to Alan.
What just happened?
You were playing it slow.
Later, Charlie and Sherry are in a fancy restaurant.
Was everything okay?
No, it was perfect, Stefan. Thank you.
Always good to see you.
I liked it, too. So, you must be a regular here.
Yeah, food's good, and I bring a lot of clients. And speaking of which, it's getting kind of late. I've got an early meeting tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll get the check.
Actually, I already took care of it.
When?
You were in the little boy's room.
Well, that's not right.
No, it's fine. I asked you out. It's no big deal.
No, you shouldn't call it the little boy's room.
Sorry.
You're forgiven. So we can just go?
Yeah, if it's okay, I just want to go back to my place.
Oh, great. I'll follow you.
I don't think so, Charlie. I'm kind of tired.
Okay, well, how about this? I'll drive you home, carry you upstairs, tuck you into bed, kiss you goodnight, and just as you're drifting off to sleep, I will lick your body from head to toe.
Lovely as that sounds, I'm gonna have to take a rain check.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess it is getting kind of late. It's almost 9.
Yeah, thanks for understanding.
Sure. Hey, we're okay, right?
Yeah.
Did I say something to upset you? Are you mad at me?
No.
Promise?
Yes.
Do I sound like a big old girl?
Mm-hmm.
Back at the beach house, Alan stands over Jake as he does his homework. Jake looks up at him.
Why didn't you do this part?
It's extra credit. You don't have to do it.
Why don't you do it anyway?
Because I don't have to.
But it shows that you're willing to make an extra effort.
But I'm not.
Alan stares incredulously.
Do it anyway. Jake, if you spent as much time doing the work as you do arguing about it, we'd be done by now.
I am done. This is extra.
Charlie walks in.
Hey.
Hey. You're home early.
Charlie gets out some ice cream.
Alan, if you got something to say, why don't you just come out and say it?
You're home early?
Yeah, that's smart. Keep pushing me.
Charlie stumps off.
Did you see that?
Yeah, he took my ice cream!
Outside, Charlie sits down on the veranda with a large tub of ice cream. He looks up with a frown as dark-haired Rose climbs over the railing.
Hey, neighbor.
Hi, Rose.
Didn't you have dessert with Sherry?
How did you know I was with Sherry?
Oh, Charlie, you still don't get me, do you? So, do you want to talk about it?
No.
Rose nods sweetly.
She probably just had to get up early, like she said.
Probably. Unless her real date didn't start till later and she just didn't want to eat alone.
What?
Well, come on, Charlie. Double booking? You practically invented it.
No, she wouldn't do that to me. Why would she do that to me? Did she do that to me? She did that to me, didn't she? Excuse me?
Sorry, I was just taking a little selfish delight in your pain. The Germans call it Schadenfreude, but here in the USA, we just go, ha-ha.
Charlie looks miserable.
Thanks.
Oh, Charlie. You don't need a girl like that. You could do so much better.
You're right, I can. She doesn't call when she says she will. She won't let me sleep over. She's obviously seeing other guys, so why can't I get her out of my head?
Okay, that's not where I was going, but let's review. She's gorgeous, but she's also self-centered. She's promiscuous. She's commitment phobic.
Oh, my God.
What?
I'm dating myself.
Charlie gapes unblinkingly.
No wonder the sex is so good.
Rose looks away awkwardly.
Trust me, you'll feel better getting this done tonight. Then we'll have the whole weekend to have fun.
Yeah, but what if we don't have fun? Then all this studying will be for nothing.
That's just a risk we'll have to take. Now, what year did Magellan circumnavigate the globe?
It's not going to be on the test.
Maybe not, but it wouldn't hurt for you to know it anyway.
Why would I want to know something I don't have to?
Because maybe you'll need to know it in the future.
Well, then that's when I'll learn it.
Why can't you just learn it now?
Because there's only so much space in my brain that if you put Magellan in there, I might forget my locker combination.
Charlie walks in.
Charlie, help me out here.
What?
Jake doesn't think he needs to know anything about Magellan.
What's Magellan?
Ha ha.
Okay, I'm out of here. Won't be late.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bad news from the clinic?
No, I'm just taking Sherry out for a nice dinner, after which I plan to gently but firmly extricate myself from the relationship.
Oh, so she got bad news from the clinic?
There's no bad news. There's no clinic. I'm just ending it.
Why?
Because she's a self-centered, manipulative narcissist.
So are you.
Hello?
Charlie leaves.
He said narcissist.
It's not a dirty word.
Oh. What does it mean?
Well, if you want to know what it means, why don't you look it up in the dictionary?
Okay.
Jake gets up and runs off. Alan watches him go, then looks up thoughtfully.
He's not coming back.
At the restaurant, Charlie signs the bill and hands it to the waiter.
Thank you, Stephen.
It's Stefan.
Sure it is.
Stefan goes. Sherry smiles at Charlie.
Listen, Sherry, we need to talk. You're a terrific woman, but
you look so hot tonight.
Really?
Later, they're in bed.
That was incredible.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's funny how things work out. An hour ago, I really wasn't feeling too good about us.
Yeah. Listen, I gotta get up early again tomorrow, so if you don't mind.
Charlie glares at her, then looks away in frustration. At the beach house, Berta makes Jake's lunch.
There you go, Elvis. Peanut butter and bananas.
My mom cuts it diagonally.
Yeah? Well, that's the way I learned to cut it in prison.
She takes a bite.
Thank you.
Berta walks through to the lounge.
Alan, got a riddle for you. What's short, sticky, picky, and only supposed to be here on weekends? I'll give you a hint, it's your kid.
I know. His mother decided she had to go to Palm Springs for a few days to rejuvenate herself.
Detox?
No, a health spa. $600 a day for meditation and colonics.
How in the hell do you meditate when someone's squirting water up your business?
I don't think they happen simultaneously, Berta.
That's good, because it can be very distracting. I can't even pee when the cat's watching me.
Berta continues to tidy up.
Nobody answer the phone! Please let it be her. Please.
He hesitates.
No, wait, Berta, you answer it. No, let it ring. Don't answer it.
Harper residence.
I'm not here.
Yeah, he's here.
Okay, I'm here.
Jake, it's your mother. So, how's it going down there? You struggle oil yet?
Charlie wanders into the kitchen.
Charlie, what is going on with you?
What?
What do you mean, what? You're spending half your time drinking and moping and the other half sleeping and throwing up. You haven't been out of the house all week.
You want me to go out like this in public?
Look, if you feel so strongly about this girl, why don't you just call her?
Yeah, sure, I could call her. I can also FedEx her my testicles in a little silk bag.
All the more reason to call first and give her a heads up.
Alan, don't you understand?
This isn't about dating anymore. It's not even about sex. It's about self-respect and pride.
Yeah, well, I think that ship has sailed, Charlie.
See, the problem is, she doesn't need me. So I need to figure out a way to show her that I don't need her just as much as she doesn't need me. But without seeming needy.
You see my dilemma?
Actually, I think I do. You feel like I felt when Judith kicked me out.
All right, if you're gonna mock me, this conversation's over.
He goes. Jake walks back in and looks at his empty plate.
Who took my sandwich?
Go do your homework.
Unbelievable.
In Sherry's bedroom, Charlie and Sherry kiss.
I'm so glad you were free tonight.
I'm just glad I was home when you called.
I would have called sooner, but it's been such a crazy week.
It's okay, I understand.
Oh, absolutely. I want you.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
How much?
Can't you tell?
I want to hear it.
I need you. I ache for you.
Okay, then.
Charlie gets up. Sherry's baffled.
What are you doing?
I've got to get home. I got an early meeting.
What?
Beat you to it this time, didn't I?
What kind of game are you playing here?
The same game you're playing, only tonight, I win.
Really? What is it that you're winning, Charlie? I'm lying here, hungry for your body, and you're walking away. So what exactly is it that you're winning?
Speechless, Charlie looks awkward. Sherry raises her brow.
You know.
Sherry looks peeved.
Get out.
It's too late. You can't kick me out. I already said I'm leaving.
Charlie walks over to the bedroom door and opens it. He pauses and looks back at Sherry, who rolls her eyes and turns over. Charlie looks a little confused. Alan's reading in the lounge when Charlie arrives home.
Hey. So, how'd it go?
Great. I took control, I regained my self-respect, and I walked out of there with my head held high.
Good for you, good for you. So, you're done beating yourself up?
Not quite.
Charlie runs upstairs. Another day, Alan and Jake arrive home. Jake's eating a bucket of fried chicken.
Jake, wait till we get inside.
I'm hungry. Uncle Charlie's in there.
I see your point. At the risk of asking a foolish question, you got any homework this weekend?
Nope, did it at school.
Really?
Yep, did it during detention.
Jake, why did you have detention?
I didn't do my homework yesterday.
So you did yesterday's homework and today's homework?
Yep, the extra credit section and everything.
Oh, great. I'll look it over.
Okay, I didn't do it.
Jake, why do you keep lying?
Because I thought you trusted me.
Alan's confused.
The detention part was true.
Charlie's outside on the veranda. Rose joins him.
Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Rose. What's going on?
I just stopped by to say I'm sorry things didn't work out with you and Sherry.
Yeah, thanks.
And I'm sorry for my schadenfreude the other day. I've been riddled with Glaukenstücken ever since.
Glaukenstücken.
It means feeling guilty for having felt schadenfreude.
They've got a word for that?
Not yet, but I'm hoping Glaukenstücken catches on.
I'll do my part.
You know, something good did come out of all this. Watching you obsess over Sherry really helped me understand my obsession for you. I mean, you never return my calls. You always see other women. You never knowingly let me sleep over. And yet, I've never been able to get you out of my head.
Interesting.
Isn't it? But now that I understand it, I feel somehow free of it.
Well, that's great, Rose. That sounds like a real healthy breakthrough.
Yeah. And the best part is, now that the fog of obsession has lifted, I can stop idealizing you and see you for who you really are.
And who would that be?
An emotionally scarred and deeply flawed human being who will, one day, bless me with emotionally scarred and deeply flawed children.
She lies back against him.
Rose.
Just hold me.
She moves his arm around her.
I like the names Mike and Trudy.
Charlie grimaces. ITFC audio description.